Okay, so we saw the Gemara yesterday on Daf Lamed, Omid Beis, right at the bottom. So let's recap what we saw yesterday. Rabbi Yosef, how are you? You're okay?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Thank you.
We saw yesterday, remember we saw a very important sugya, that's what we're going to continue with today, Mitzvah Hashem, the difference between Chakiros and Bedikos, which essentially is not so much our sugya, but one particular aspect of it is. What is that? So remember we saw in the Mishnah, there are the seven basic questions, obviously date, time, location, place, etc., etc. There cannot be any contradiction between the two Edim on that count. What about bedikos? Bedikos are more side issues, smaller details. So we saw that the Mishnah there said that if there's a contradiction, it's always a problem. If you say, I don't know, then in the case of Momonos, that's all right. In the case of Nefoshes, there's no such thing as saying, I don't know. But if you say, I do know, and you contradict the other aid, then the aidus is bottle. So we saw in our Gemara that Rav Yehuda said a tremendous chidush, that with regard to monetary issues, however, even if there is a hakhosha, which means there is a contradiction between the two edim, nonetheless, it is not a problem. Not a problem. Not on the chakira is chas v'shalom. So if one aid says it was Sunday, and the other one says, no, it wasn't, it was Tuesday, or one said it was Yerushalayim, and one said it was a Bet Shemesh, then obviously the Eidos is bottle. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Bedikos. So we saw yesterday, and this is how we finished off, that Rava qualified the statement of Rabbi Yehuda. And he said, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that if there is a hakhasha, then it's not a problem? That's only if it's a completely side detail. For example, what color was the wallet? Was it a black wallet or a white wallet? So over there, if one says black, one says white, nicht gefährlich, not the end of the world, and the edus is still kind. But if there's a discrepancy about what type of coin it was, one says it was a freshly minted coin and the other one said it was an old coin, that is not a side issue. And that would be considered a genuine hakhosha, a stira, and if that's the case, the edus would be bottled. So again, we have Rav Yehuda's initial statement that if there's a hakhosha in momonos, in the case of bedikos, it's okay. And Rav is saying that's only true if it's a completely side issue, like what color was the wallet. But if the issue is what color was the coin, then that is definitely a problem. That is definitely a problem.
If it was, can you hear me?
Yes.
If it was nighttime, wouldn't it be relevant in terms of the dig and the distinction between black and white?
So Rashi explained black and white doesn't really mean the color. It means what type of coin was it?
Yeah.
So I guess if that's something that you could discern at night, then that would be problematic if there's a contradiction. So have a look at the Gemara again on the fifth last wide line right at the bottom. Omar Rava, towards the end of the fifth line. Omar Rava, Mistabre Milse de Rav Yehuda. It's logical that this whole matter, this Chiddush of Rav Yehuda, is only Be'echod Oime Ba'aronaki Shechoiro, Ve'echod Oime Ba'aronaki Levona. When one said it was a black wallet, the other said it was a white wallet. So that's only a side detail, and therefore that does not disqualify the edus. However, avol echad oimer mone shachar veechad oimer mone lavan, then ein mitstarfin, because that's not a tangential side issue that is central to the story. This is now where we pick it up again. Says the Gemara, va'arnaki shachayra. You just told me that in the case of the wallet, If there is a discrepancy with regard to what color the wallet is, that's okay in the case of mominus. So what does that imply? That were that to be bedine nefoshois, then the edus would be bottle. So even if it would be a side detail, in the case of a murder, if there was a discrepancy even on a side detail, what color were the shoes of the murderer? Then the implication would be that the edus would be bottle, because it's a special din, a unique din in dine mominus. Says the Gemara, Va'aranekisha choyra bedine nefoshois loy? Question mark. Are you telling me that even though it's a side detail, but it's only okay in the case of dine mominus, but in the case of dine nefoshois, it's not? V'ho'omar Rav Chista, didn't Rav Chista say, Echod oimer besayef horogoy? If one of them said that the murder took place with a sword, ve'echod oimer ba'ariron, ariron is some type of small knife, horogoy, then ein ze nochoin, that is misaligned edus. Okay, so everybody agrees that the weapon is a very central detail to the story. So if one said it was the weapon of a sword and the other said it was a weapon of a knife, ein ze nochoin, that is misaligned edus. Okay, but look how that braisa carries on. Echod oimer kelov shechoirim ve'echod oimer kelov levonim. But if one of them said that the murderer was wearing black clothes and the other one said the murderer was wearing white clothes, harezenochoin, question mark, then that would be nochoin, that would be aligned edus. So what's going on? How can you tell me that what? In the case of mominus, you're allowed to have a discrepancy if it's a side issue. For example, what color was the wallet? The implication was that's unique to dine mominus, but were it to be dine nefoshes, then even if it's a side detail, any discrepancy will be mevatel the edus. And yet here we have a statement in the name of Rav Chista that says that if there's a discrepancy with regard to what clothes the murderer was wearing, that's okay. Nochein. That edus is considered to be aligned. So how can you tell me that halacha is unique to dine mominus, with a clear implication being that were it to be dine nefashos, the halacha would be different? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, Rav Chista clearly says it's not different. Have a look at Rashi in the second bottom line. Va'arnaki shechoyro delav be'iker guf ho'edus miskakshi. The contradiction is not in the main body of the edus. Dichvosei, in a similar case, bedine nefoshois loy? Bitmio, question mark. Are you telling me that the equivalent in dine nefoshois would be problematic? Ba'ariron yushma belaz, ein ze nochoin, ein edozu mechuvenes. When we use the word nochoin, nochoin should not be translated in this context as in correct or incorrect, but aligned. The Lishna dekra nokat. And we are quoting the Lashon of the Pasuk because it says, V'hine emes nochoin hadovo, demahai kra nafgalon bedikas. It's from that Pasuk that we learn the whole concept of bedikas, and that's why we are using the word nochoin. Either way, Raboisai, what is the question now at hand? Rava said that in the case of mominus, if there's a contradiction on a side detail, that is okay. The implication was that in dine nefoshos, it's not okay. And yet what did Rav Chista say? That it is okay. Even in the case of dine nefoshos, it's true, I can't have a contradiction with regard to what weapon. But if I have a contradiction between what clothes, that's fine. Says the Gemara on the top line, and you'll recognize this because we had this on the previous Omid. Gavra a Gavra Koromis? Once again, are you asking a contradiction between two Amoraim? We know the rule. You cannot have an Amoira disagreeing with a Tana. But if an Amoira says one thing and another Amoira says the opposite, that's not a question. Remember the example we gave? If I tell you that Rebbe Eliashiv paskened this, then you can't say, oh, how can that possibly be? But Rebbe Shlomo Zalman said the opposite. Okay, so they're allowed to disagree. But if I would say to you, how could Rebbe Eliashiv say this, but the Rambam says otherwise, that's a question that we need to resolve. Because Rebbe Eliashiv cannot argue with all his greatness on the Rambam. So that's what the Gemara says over here as well. Gavra, Gavra, Koromis. Are you pitching one Gavra against another Gavra? It's a machlekas. Look at the top Rashi. Gavra, Gavra, Derev Chista, Ader Rav Yehuda. Rav Chista said one thing, Rav Yehuda said the other, so they'll have to agree to disagree. So there's no point in trying to reconcile the contradiction. It's not a contradiction, it's just a machlekas. So we have now a machlekas, Rabbi is saying. When you have a contradiction on a side detail, as Rashi called it, it's not beguf ha'edus, it's not the main body of the edus. I think we all agree that what color the wallet was, or what color the shirt of the murderer was, that's not the guf ha'edus. What type of coin or what type of weapon, that's very central to the edus. But what color wallet, what color clothes, that's not. So in the case of Momonos, that contradiction is definitely okay. In the case of Dine Nefashos, we have a machlekes. Rava says it's not good, and Rav Chisda says it is good. That means even in the case of Dine Nefashos, as long as it's a contradiction on a side detail, we can absorb that, and the Eidos is still Kyle. Okay. Says the Gemara, Nahardoi Omri, the great yeshiva in Nahardoi. They said, Afilu Echad Oimer Mone Shochair. The Echad Oimer Mone Lovon Mitstarfin. They completely disagree. And they hold that what? That even if the contradiction is in a central detail, for example, one said the coin was new, one said the coin was old, that's not a side detail. That's still okay. Guess why? Come on. Didn't we learn, and haven't we been learning the entire week? That is the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha always said that even if the two Edim don't quite match up, they're talking about different events, but as long as at the end of the day they both agree that Reuven owes money to Shimon, then you're chayev. So therefore, if Nahardoi said that even if there's a contradiction between the two, that's okay, then clearly he's following the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. Now, Rabbi say, this is obviously very problematic. Look at the top Rashi. Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, who says, the Mikol Mokoim, at the end of the day, Shneihem Me'idim, they are both testifying, Shechayev Loimona, that he's Chayev. And that's enough. Now, why is this highly problematic? It's highly problematic, and we're going to see, the Gemara asks us in the very next line, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, even though Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha was a tremendous chiddush, that's true, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha never spoke about when the Edim contradict each other. Remember, what did Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha say? The one aid says, I saw alone. And the other aid says, I also saw alone. There's no contradiction. They might both be true. So why was it a tremendous chiddush? Because at the end of the day, I don't have two aidim on either of those particular loans. Rabbi Shlomo ben Korcha says, it doesn't matter. There's enough common ground. What's the common ground? At least they all admit that Reuven owes money to Shimon. Fine. But when did Rabbi Shlomo ben Korcha ever say that you're allowed to have a contradiction? The two Edim that Rabbi Shua ben Korcha are talking about are not arguing or contradicting each other. One says I saw alone on Sunday, and the other one says I saw alone on Monday. I don't deny what you're saying. You don't deny what I'm saying. It happens to be we're testifying about two different events. Fine, so that was Rabbi Shua ben Korach's chiddush that they nonetheless can combine. But how do you know that Rabbi Shua ben Korach would have said that even when one says it was a new coin and the other one says it was an old coin? That's a contradiction. Says the Gemara in the fourth line. Eimer, when the Shomat later Rabbi Shua ben Korach? When did we hear this chiddush of Rav Shua ben Korach? That's only a hecha where deloy makhashi ahadodi, when they do not contradict each other. But hecha de makhashi ahadodi? But if they contradict each other, mi omar? Question mark. Did he ever say such a thing? So when, if you're trying to explain Nahar Doi, again, what did Nahar Doi say? Nahar Doi said that even if one of them says it was a new coin and the other one says it was an old coin, that is okay. So we're trying to explain, what do Nahar Doi mean? How could you possibly say that Nahar Doi are following the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Korach? Rabbi Shua ben Korach, you have no basis to say that he said his din even when there's a contradiction. Look at Rashi, second wide line. So one says, I testify about a loan that I happen to see on Sunday. The other one says about what I saw on Monday. That's not called a contradiction. They're just testifying about different events. So that was Rabbi Shua ben Korach's chiddush. They both admit that my other aide did not see the event that I saw. I did not see the event he saw. He did not see the event that I saw. They all admit to that. Nonetheless, he's been mechadesh that, well, they can be mitzvah. Fine, but he says no contradiction. Aval hecha deshneyem me'idim al mone echot. But where they really are testifying about one mone, umakhishin zezeh, comma, and they're actually contradicting each other. Mi omar. Who said he ever said that that would be okay? So you have no right to attribute Nahar Doi's statement to Rabbi Shua ben Korach. What did Nahar Doi say? That even if one says it was a new coin, one says it was an old coin, they could combine, even though there's a stira. Well, you cannot explain that by saying, ah, yeah, that's Rabbi Shua ben Korach. You have no precedent for that, no basis. As far as we're concerned, Rabbi Shua ben Korach was only ever talking about a case where there's no contradiction. But here we're talking about the case where there is a contradiction. So we therefore go back to square one. What is Pshat in the Nahar Doi? Whose opinion are they following? Says the Gemara, Elo. Why is it saying Elo? Elo. Yeah, we need to backtrack. It's nothing to do with Rabbi Shua ben Korach. Quite right. Rabbi Shua ben Korach is only talking about a case where they're testifying about different stories, but where they're testifying about the same story and there's a contradiction, he never said his rule. Okay, so where's Nahar Doi coming from? Elo, who the Omar? He must be following the following Tana. It says, the Tanya, we have a braisa, Omar, Reb Shimon ben Eloza. Reb Shimon ben Eloza said, Loi nechloku beishamai u beisilo. There is no machlokes between beishamai and beisilo. Al shtei kite edim, concerning two separate groups of edim. Sheachas oimeres mosayim, vaachas oimeres mone. Sheyesh bichlal mosayim mone. What happens? This is what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is reporting. I have two separate groups of Edim. That means I've got four Edim altogether. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. They're all coming to Beis Din. They're all testifying about one particular loan. There seems to be a discrepancy, however, about the amount of the loan. So Reuben and Shimon say, yes, we saw the loan, and it was one moneh, which is 100 coins, that was loaned. And Levi and Yehuda say, no, excuse me, no, it wasn't. It was Masayim. So Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, in that case, there'll be no machlekas. And which rule would we apply? Bichlal Masayim moneh. What does that mean, Bichlal Masayim moneh? 100 is part of 200. So at least with regard to 100, all the Edom are in agreement. So how much would he be mechayev to pay? Is mechayev to pay at least 100. With regard to the second 100, well, there we can't obligate him because there we have a contradiction in Edom. The first Edom said he's not chayev that second 100, and the second Edom says he is, so that will have to leave. But the first 100, there's common ground, bichlal mosayim on it. Included in 200 is 100. So there's no machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Oh. However, al ma nechlechu. So when is there in fact a machlokes? Al kat achas. Not when there's two separate groups of Edom. When there's only one group of Edom and there is a contradiction between them. One says the loan was for 100. The other one says the loan was for 200. Alkat achas shebebei shamay oimrim nechlako eduson ubeisilal oimrim yesh bichlal mosayim mona. So everybody agrees that there is a principle called yesh bichlal mosayim mona, which we definitely apply if I've got two Edim saying a moneh, two Edim saying it was Mosayim. So with regard to that first moneh, there is no disagreement, and all parties, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, all agree that he's chayev to pay a moneh. No machlokes about that. When is there a machlokes? There is a machlokes. What happens if there's only one group of Edim? And one says it was a moneh, and the other one says it was Mosayim. So Beis Shammai says, I'm sorry, in that case, nechleka eduson. There's a discrepancy between the Edom. So for the whole Edus is thrown out. And Beis Hillel says, no, once again, we would follow the principle of yesh bichlal mosai mone. Now let's come back to Nahar Doi, because that's what we were looking for, a source. Nahar Doi said that even if there's a contradiction between the Edom, one says it was a new coin, the other one says it was an old coin. And what did Nahar Doi say? Yes, fine, even though there's a contradiction. We thought that they're going with Rabbi Shur ben Karcha. The Gemara says nothing to do with Rabbi Shur ben Karcha. So what is the source for Nahar Doi's ruling? Well, now we've just found it. The source must be Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel said that what? Even within one group of Edus, and there's a contradiction, but as long as there's common ground, then we will go with that part of the Edus. So therefore, that's what Nahar Doi meant. Yes, one Ed says it was a new coin. The other Eid says it was an old coin. Beseder, but at least there's common ground. What is that? They both agree that Reuven owes money to Shimon. Have a look at Rashi. Zot deiliger Rashi on the first, second narrow line. Hu do omar ki haitana, Nahar Doi. Omru, Nahar Doi must have been following Kihai Tana, following the following Tana, Da'omar, who said, Zeh Oimer Moneh, Vzeh Oimer Mosayim. if one of them said a mone and the other one said mosaim, the makhishim ze es ze, yes, they are actually contradicting each other. Nonetheless, mitzdarfin, they would still combine with regard to the mone. Why? Sheyesh bichlal mosaim mone. Because included in 200 is 100. The loyom rinon that shtehen shakru. We don't say that, well, obviously they cancel each other out, they negate each other because they're obviously all lying. No. Elo haleich achar hapochei shebahem. So you go with the minimum. If one says 100 and one says 200, you go with the minimum amount, 100, because everybody agrees at least to that initial 100. Nechleka eiduson says b'shamay shekiven shaho echod shakran. If one is lying, then that's it. Game over. Shuv inkan eidus. Beisilo says that no. Yesh b'chal mosai mona shneyen meidin al mona. Ube eisoy mona eimakishim zeze. And with regard to that particular mon, there is no machlokes. So we see from over here a very important principle that what? That even though there is a hakhasha, but as long as there's common ground, then you combine the edus. So now we have a backup for Naharudoi. That's what Naharudoi must have meant. When Naharudoi said that if one of them says it was a new coin and one of them said it was an old coin, so that clearly is a non-reconcilable contradiction. Doesn't matter. Who taught us it doesn't matter? Beis Hillel. And that clearly is what Naharudoi are going with. Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara. Echod oimer chovis shel yayin. Ve echod oimer chovis shel shemen. So we have a machlokes, again, a contradiction. One said it was a barrel of wine, and the other one said it was a barrel of shemen. Now, obviously, shemen is far less expensive than yayin. So if you claim that a barrel of wine is owed, then it may well be that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. If it's only a chovis shel shemen, a chovel shel shemen does not cost $1,000, but only cost $200. So once again, the question would be, do I say, if one said it was yayin, the other one said it was shemen, do I say, well, I'm sorry to tell you, that is a contradiction? Or perhaps not. Look at the value of yayin, look at the value of shemen, and at least obligate him the lower of the two. So that was the story. Says the Gemara, Hava Uvda, there was a story like that. Va'osi lekamei d'Rav Ami, chayvei. And Rav Ami obligates them, l'shalumei lechavita d'chamram. You're obligated to pay chamra, migu chavita d'mishcha. What is migu d'chavita d'mishcha? How do they translate that, Rabbi Yosef?
From within the value of a barrel of oil.
So in other words, you got to pay wine, but only to the value of the shemen. So if the wine is $1,000 and shemen is $200, so pay $200 of wine. Come on. Kerb Shimon Elazar. Again, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Elazar we just said before in the name of Beis Hillel, that you just go with whatever common ground there is. Now, it's not quite the same. Why is it not quite the same? Because if we argue about a mone or a mosaim, mone is part of a mosaim, but shemen is not part of wine. That's the Gemara's question. I'm sorry, says the Gemara, that's only heichad yesh b'chal mosaim mone. That's only when we're talking about that. What is the debate? do you owe me $100 or $200? Well, $100 is part of 200. So at least with regard to 100, there is common ground. But in our case, ki ay gavna mi omar. But in our case, you cannot say that shemen is part of wine. It's not. It's two separate things. That's a classic contradiction. Says the Gemara, loy tzrichi ledomi. What does it mean, ledomi? Look at Rashi, ledomi. Ze oimer befonai hoida loy demei chavis shel yayin. Ze oimer befonai hoida demei chavis shel shemen. De charvayu mishadia demei chavis yayin. They weren't arguing about a barrel of wine or a barrel of shemen. They were arguing about money. Everybody agrees that Reuven owes Shimon money. What? Wine. The question is, what value of wine? Is it the value of wine that it would cost to buy a barrel of wine? Or is it the value of wine that it would cost to buy a barrel of shemen? So therefore, that really is b'chal masayim on it. Ultimately, what is the debate? Do you owe $1,000 of wine or $200 of wine? Well, $200 of wine is absolutely part of $1,000 of wine. So therefore, that we can once again apply the rule of Yesh b'chal masayim on it. Let's just conclude and get up to the two dots. Says the Gemara, the final story, Echad oime b'diyoto elyoina ve'echad oime b'diyoto atachtoina. There was an argument about where exactly the loan took place. One said it was on the top step of a building, and one said it was on the bottom step of a building. Is that called a contradiction? Omer of Chanina, Maisa bo lifnei Rebbe, v'tziref eduson, and he was mitzaref the edus. Why was he mitzaref? Look at Rashi. V'tziref eduson, that goes back to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. The Tarvayu Mona Mechaivi, at the end of the day, they both agree that there is a chiyuv of a mona. V'afal gav d'miskat shiba bedikos, could Rabbi Yehuda, even though there's a hakchosha between the bedikos, so that will go with Rabbi Yehuda, that in the case of momonus, it's not so important. So whether it's on the top step or on the bottom step is only a side issue, and we'll go with Rabbi Shua ben Korcha and say that fine, as long as there's common ground, we'll be Mechaiv him. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Small shir today. In quantity, I hope not in quality. Bez Hashem will continue next time, all being well.
Sure.
Okay, Carl, to have a great day, everybody. Be well.
Sure. Thank you.